Earlier today, President Bush agreed to move the deadline for the 9/11 Commission, appointed by Congress to investigate the September 2001 terrorist attacks. The commission is scheduled to finish its work on May 27th, but panel members last month asked Congress for an extension so they could do a more thorough job. President Bush resisted an extension until today. Now the White House says it backs moving the deadline to July 26th and urged the commission to deliver a final report 30 days after that. That means the report would arrive at the end of August, just as the presidential campaign is entering the post-Labor Day final stretch. Joining us on the phone from Northern Virginia is a member of the 9/11 Commission, Richard Benveniste. He was special prosecutor during the Watergate hearings and is now a partner in the Washington law firm Mayer Brown. Welcome back to the show.
Hi.
So is 2 months enough time to finish this work?
It depends. First of all, we're very pleased that the president has reversed the course on the initial opposition to providing additional time. And I think we appreciate both the public support and the editorial support and the support in Congress for providing us with sufficient time to do our job.
Does the August deadline feel like it's a reasonable deadline for your final report?
I think it should be with this proviso, and I'm encouraged by the statements of the president today in making the announcement, agreeing to support an extension by Congress of our deadline, and hope that that signals an increased level of cooperation with the commission in connection with outstanding issues regarding access to certain important documents and witnesses.
What about that? Do you know that you are, at this point, does this mean that you are going to get access to the documents you've been trying to get access to?
That is still not clear.
That's still not clear. So that's still under negotiation, or?
It is, and as I say, I'm hopeful that with this renewed expression of cooperation with the needs of the commission, that this will also signal that we will get access to the documents we need without further delay.
Can you remind us what those documents are? What it is you're trying to get access to?
A category of documents called the PDDs, which are provided for the president on a daily basis by the intelligence community.
What is left to do in this investigation at this point? What's the work that's left to be done?
Well, we've got about 250 more interviews to do. We've done over 900. Some of the interviews are of the higher level individuals in the administration, and of course, we've got to assimilate all of the documentary evidence into a final report. And most importantly, perhaps, we need to restore the hearings which we've been obliged to cut back on because we simply couldn't do everything at the same time when we're looking at a May 29th deadline for getting our final report done. As many have seen through C-SPAN and through reports in the news, we had 2 days of hearings last week that were very important in illuminating issues regarding border security. We had planned, and I hope we will be able to restore a fulsome set of hearings regarding intelligence, both domestic and foreign. And look carefully at the bases for why we were unable to thwart the plot that took 3,000 lives and destroyed the World Trade Center.
Just briefly, there have been reports that the White House may be concerned that the document that does eventually come out could be a document that could be used politically against them, potentially, not necessarily, but potentially. Yet this is a bipartisan commission. I just wonder if you can comment on that.
Well, you're exactly right, and that is why Congress created a bipartisan commission. We're five Democrats, five Republicans, and we have been able to work up to this point on a bipartisan basis under the very able leadership of Tom Kaine, the former governor of New Jersey, and Lee Hamilton, the longtime chairman of the House Foreign Intelligence Committee. And we have every expectation of being able to do that as we continue in a collegial way to let the chips fall where they may. What is important is that we provide the country with a full accounting of not only the reasons for 9/11, what actually occurred on that day,
thanks
but also
so much.
Be able to make recommendations.
Thanks so much, Mr. Benveniste. Richard Benveniste is a member of the 9/11 Commission. I'm Lynn Neary. It's Talk of the Nation.